Well, it's great to have all our choir directors and a member from each choir on stage. We have several other honoured guests on the stage as well, or at least they're coming onto the stage, and I'll introduce them to you as we go along. Representing the New Zealand Choral Federation, we have the Chair, Dr. Guy Jansen, and the Chief Executive, Grant Hutchinson, and I'd like to ask Grant to say a few words now.
Good evening, everyone. Once again, our singers and conductors have excelled themselves in what is New Zealand's largest and possibly one of the most successful music festivals, as well as being a competition. The Big Sing can only really be described as a phenomenon and is growing in size with each successive year of its existence. On behalf of us all, I would like to express appreciation to the performers, singers, choir, directors, and accompanists for their dedication in preparing such exquisite music, and also to our three adjudicators, Deborah Scherer-Dirier from Australia, with James Tibbles and Peter Watts from Auckland. I would also like to acknowledge our funders, Creative New Zealand, our principal funder, that not only funds the Big Sing, but all of the Choral Federation's activities. We are also grateful to the New Zealand Community Trust, the Lion Foundation, the Wellington City Council, the Wellington Community Trust, and Pub Charity for their generosity in helping to make all of this possible. Behind the scenes, Radio New Zealand Concert has been making the sound recordings, and Richard Naylor of R2 has provided the video services. Murray Cameron, the technical manager, and Asher Stewart, the stage manager, have and their crew has once again done a superb job. And as Christine has mentioned, some 12,000 people worldwide have been watching the Big Sing finale. I took a look at the website a little bit earlier, and we've already had 165,000 hits, so it's going well. In addition, a large army of volunteers, as well as the compares, stage crew, and the Wellington Host Committee, have worked long and hard to make this festival happen here 2 years in a row. A daunting task, but one they've carried out with the utmost competence and with style. Lastly, I must pay tribute to our dynamic and highly efficient Queen of the Big Sing, Elizabeth Crayford. Elizabeth is not only the finale coordinator this year, but as you know, is also the national Big Sing coordinator and looks after the whole country, and also ran the Wellington Big Sing Regional Festival a few months back. She's a dynamo, and we greatly value Elizabeth. With that, I'd like to hand over to Dr. Guy Jansen, who is the New Zealand Choral Federation Chair. Thank you.
Kia ora. The Minister of the Arts, the Honourable Chris Finlayson, other distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's not yet 8 o'clock in Sydney. And the game score is still Wallabies 0, All Blacks 0. But as our Minister for the Arts is very fond of saying, New Zealand is known for far more than rugby. And if the world of rugby had been here tonight, they would have seen great artistry and elegance, a great show of heartening enthusiasm, breathtaking displays of teamwork and loyalty, and a camaraderie second to none. A whole barrel of fun. Congratulations, everyone, on the artistic hard work of the last 3 days. And as our guest from Australia, one of Australia's leading music educators, sitting up there in the front row of the gallery, has said, New Zealand must be very proud of this achievement, an amazing experience, he says. And can we have this in Australia, please? He also added, absolutely bloody marvellous. Thank you, Andy. You can come back anytime. And the New Zealand Secondary Students Choir at lunchtime added an exciting new dimension of richness and colourful excellence, didn't they? It was a wonderful occasion. Congratulations, Andrew Withington and the NZSSC. So the Governance Board of the New Zealand Choral Federation and the whole membership of NZCF are very proud of what the singers and conductors and everyone has done in the last 3 days. It's been fantastic. Congratulations to everybody.
Thank you, Guy. Well, we're delighted to have the Minister of Arts and Culture, the Honourable Chris Finlayson, join us on the stage tonight, and he'll speak briefly before presenting some of the awards.
Well, thank you very much. Excellence in so many forms, but particularly with young people. And time again, in the course of the year, you have the secondary school chamber music festival, which was won by Westlake College just a couple of days ago. You've got the National Youth Orchestra, you've got the youth choirs, and you have this fantastic celebration of music tonight. So I just want to congratulate everyone on a fantastic performance. I particularly want, after the event, to congratulate Wellington East, who I'm not party to who's won tonight, but I think that their performance in Vienna at the Music Verein, at the very heart of music in Vienna, was a stunning achievement. And I want to congratulate Westlake High, because their team Geist, which won the chamber music competition just a few weeks ago, is on its way to China to play with John Chen. They are very, very significant achievements, and they ought to be acknowledged in the media far more than they are. And it's a source of great disappointment that so many artistic endeavours are not recognised for their excellence and for their contribution to our country. So thank you very much. Every performance was wonderful. As a Wellingtonian, I was so very proud to see all the Wellington colleges perform. I particularly, because Roger Moses is here, acknowledge Wellington College. Bad luck about losing to Silver String. I know I say that out of camaraderie, because I'm a St. Pat's Town old boy, and I always support St. Pat's Town and anyone who plays against St. Pat's Silver String. So better luck. Better luck next year, but you won't win them again.
Thank you, Chris. Well, now we get on to the part that you've all been waiting for, where we find out what the adjudicators have been thinking and who gets which awards. But just before we say what the awards are and who gets them, I'll ask James Tibbles to come and say a few words just before he presents one or two of the awards as well.
Good evening. It's great to be here. I speak on behalf of the panel. We've had an amazing 3 days. We've had lots of fun. We haven't got nervous. We haven't worried about losing music or forgetting where we stood or whatever. We just sat there and listened to a whole bunch of great singers and great singing and fantastic music. So we start by remembering that This is effectively a choral Olympics. It's a New Zealand-wide event which takes excellence to a new height. And we're told that it's not really okay to seek excellence and we should just be enjoying the participation. We're also told that excellence is the thing to aim for. So we're doing a sort of a double act in these events. It's fantastic to see new schools at the Big Sing, and in particular, new conductors. Those of us who are not as new as we used to be, it's nice to see that the mantle can be passed on and it's not all going to kind of fizzle out anytime soon. So for these younger conductors, congratulations on getting this far and keep on going. And for those of us who are keeping on going, we will keep on going. This is a huge work and a huge achievement and a huge buzz. All the sessions weren't quite as buzzy as this evening. That's fortunately for our adrenaline levels and vocal health. It's very easy to get bogged down with the details. Tonight we saw all the choirs having a huge amount of fun, not only on the video screens, but actually in the performances. And if I'm here to say on behalf of the panel that there are some things that we thoroughly loved in every choir, there are also some things that we would suggest that because excellence means aspiring to even greater excellence, there are a few things that we'd love to suggest that you keep thinking about. One of those is that the conductor is really important. Those of us who conduct, we're here because we have got something to offer. But if sometimes the conductors stand away, perhaps in the lighter pieces, the singers will actually potentially do even better. So that's for me as a control freak, that's a really hard thing to say. There are others around who would agree with us on that matter. Pronunciation of language is a complete nightmare. The worst language, as we know, is not Hungarian, but English. I would strongly encourage everybody to get to grips with more pronunciation attention, International Phonetic Alphabet being the quick-ish way to get there, because it would be really great if we could always understand all words. We have our choice. It's wonderful to have heard so many new pieces this evening and also through the last few days. New composers, new repertoire, new commissions, and some very brave choices of repertoire. And it's sometimes nice to stand on the edge and hope that the most difficult piece will work, and usually actually it does. It's interesting to see a popular composer featured. For years this festival has been the David Hamilton competition. We recognise that somehow or other David's works are performed in every choir every day of the week. It's now the David Childs competition. So we can ask him to sponsor the next one, and I'm sure he would help us out. More seriously, it would be great if we could see a greater variety of New Zealand composers presented. They really do exist. And if you don't know where to find them, go to the Sounds website and hunt around and we'll ask others, or become one. It's not impossible. Mozart managed it, so you've got a chance. It would also be really fantastic, I speak not on behalf of the panel, but on behalf of myself, if we had more than two entrants for an award for a repertoire song in Māori. I can't understand in this country why we're not celebrating our languages. So just leave that for you to contemplate, because that's weird. The National Choirs have been, the National Choirs have been celebrating the cultural diversity and our Māori centrality in this country for decades, and I think school choirs could do so as well. So next time, if your conductors haven't quite done it yet, just poke them a little bit, figuratively, and see what it will come up with. I'm going on too long, but I'm not going to go on for long. My last question is, what next? And this is where it gets sort of interesting. It was amazing to hear and see the New Zealand Secondary Students Choir this afternoon. For those of you who weren't hearing that choir because you're a guest this evening, it is a remarkable ensemble. It's an ensemble made up of members of the choirs on this stage and in this hall this evening. Most people, when they leave school, don't sing in a choir ever again. And I'm sure you can fix that. In Sweden, one person in five is in a choir, and we're a small country. So I suggest that you probably want to do something about traditional for Second Year Students Choir. I'm told it's in February. I'm not a member of that organisation, so it's not a propaganda campaign. Eventually, if you leave school, you can audition for New Zealand Youth Choir, then you can eventually grow up and up and try Voices New Zealand. But you can also, especially, sing in the choirs in your region and support the local product. And if that doesn't work because you can't find one, make one. It's not difficult to start, it's difficult to get to the top, but it's a journey. So the panel has heard some remarkable singing. We've been very excited. We've had a lot of fun. If the cameras were on us, you would have seen us enjoying ourselves much of the time. I'm supposed to say that the decision making is exceedingly difficult. It's not. It's not just about numbers, it's about artistry, it's about not just singing in tune, not just singing the notes on the page. It's about singing with emotion, with expressivity, with vocal colour, which by the way means having singing voices, but I'm sure you know that. And it's about inspiring us and moving us. We didn't, as far as I know, get moved to tears up there, but we got close. And there were some exceedingly fantastic and wonderful things. The singers in the choirs all know how well they did. They all know who gets which awards already because you are not stupid people. You don't have to be old in order to be able to critique singing. So you probably know what these things are saying. See if you're right. It sort of matters. And I'll thank you for your fantastic singing. And I'll thank the other two members of the panel because we have had a great 3 days. Your turn.
Thank you, James. Well, let's find out if you have guessed it correctly. I'll go through the awards in category with the schools in no particular order. But first of all, the guest choirs, starting off with Namanu Tioriori o Kapiti from Kapiti College. Menacing from St. Kentigan's College in Auckland. Marist Stella from Marist College in Auckland. And Viva Camerata from Rathkeel College and St. Matthew's Collegiate. Now on to the bronze category. And before you cheer, can you just make sure that the name of the choir is heard first? And the name of the school, because that's important. So, in the bronze category, we have the Fundamentals from Rangitoto College in Auckland. Teal Voices from Wellington Girls College. Twilight Tones from Tawa College. And Bella Voce from Marlborough Girls College. Now the Silver Awards. We have Saints Alive from St Cuthbert's College in Auckland. Con Brio from Villa Maria College in Christchurch. All the King's Men from King's College in Auckland. Seraphim Choir from Chiltern St James School in Lower Hutt. Cantala from Wellington East Girls College. Mandate from Otago Boys High School. SOS from Rangitoto College in Auckland. The Wellington College Chorale. And voicemail from Westlake Boys High School. And the Gold Awards. The Burnside High School Senior Chorale. Bel Canto from Burnside High School. Correlation from Westlake Boys and Girls School. Euphony from Kristen School. And the Maclean's College Choir. Now we have the presentation of the special prizes, starting with the Oahikore Māori Performance Award. This award is presented for the best performance of a work using a Māori text. It's sponsored by the Health Sponsorship Council, Te Rōpū Whakatairanga Hauora, and was introduced to the Big Sing National Finale in 2003. The adjudicator for this award was Tane Mahuta Gray, Artistic Director of the Cultural Spectacle Māui, One Man Against the Gods, which has performed to over 76,000 New Zealanders. In 2010, Tane Mahuta co-choreographed the Oceania section of the Shanghai World Trade Expo opening ceremony. Last year, he choreographed the Kofiti Festival of Māori Contemporary Dance, and for the past 3 years, he's been a section director and choreographer for WOW, the World of Wearable Arts. Tane Mahuta will present the Oahi Kore Award, which goes to Saints Alive from St. Cuthbert's College. Now the Hutt City Trophy, which will be presented by James Tibbles. This award was donated by the Hutt City Council in 1994 and is presented annually to the choir, which gives the best performance of a New Zealand composition during the finale. And this year it goes to Correlation from Westlake Boys and Girls. And now the Big Sing Youth Ambassadors Award. This is awarded for the first time in 2005 to the school, which, in the opinion of the organisers, demonstrates outstanding engagement with all elements of the Big Sing National Finale, and through its general demeanour, the general demeanour of its members, demonstrates the qualities and spirit requisite of ambassadors for youth. This award is open to both competing and guest schools. And presenting the award this evening is Elizabeth Crayford. And the winner is Wellington East Girls College. One more award, the Platinum Award, and it goes to Bel Canto from Burnside High School. Congratulations to Susan Densham and Bel Canto from Burnside High School in Christchurch. Well, now we're going to have, I believe, a performance from the winners of the Oahi Kore Award. So we need them to come on the stage now. And we've got some little gifts coming on stage first, I think. These are gifts for all of the choir directors and the representatives from each choir.